its own. Two kinds of authority. There are, therefore, the two kinds of authority. One is the authority of office, which can be obtained in all sorts of ways. The other kind of authority is the kind that flows to the person who takes responsibility. This is a spiritual authority, the kind of authority that flowers when there has been death and resurrection. Every father has the authority that comes with the office. This is why Scripture tells us to honor father and mother and does not put a series of special conditions on it. It does not say that we should honor our father provided that he deserves it. The authority of office is an authority that Scripture recognizes and supports, even when the office holder is clearly not up to the task. When Miriam and Aaron challenged Moses over the Ethiopian woman he had married, the result of the challenge was that Miriam was struck with leprosy. Moses cried out to the Lord for her healing, and the Lord responded with a statement that is quite interesting. But the Lord said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut outside the camp 7 days, and after that she may be brought in again." Numbers chapter 12, verse 14. It does not take a degree in family counseling to know that if a father spits in his daughter's face, all is not well in that household. In addition, it is equally clear that the father had let things get away from him, and he could have used some good books on child rearing about 15 years before this. And yet, at the same time, it is the daughter who is shamed and taken out of the camp, not the father. So the authority of office is one that we recognize and honor, even while noting that it is not sufficient. The authority of office is like having the right checkbook with you. That is your name in the upper left-hand corner. It is your address, your account number. You are the authorized signatory on the account. The other kind of authority is like having money in the bank. If a man is bouncing checks left and right, it will do no good for him to complain that he still has checks left. I have seen many fathers who tried to write a big check that their children would clear for them, and they demanded that their children do this because they could prove from the Bible that it was their checkbook. I have been in counseling sessions trying to explain to a hapless father that his account had insufficient funds, with him trying to explain to me that he had read one of my books that taught that he, the father, was the owner of the checkbook. Both these assertions are quite true, but they are assertions about two completely different things. In order to deal with the plague of fatherlessness, we have to return first to the worship of God, the